bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday. Come on, smile with me. I know it's going to be a little difficult, but let's do it. Yes, your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Hope you guys had a great weekend. It is the 9th of January, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. They're back. Oh, yeah. Nokia over the weekend said, hello, how you doing? Yes, Nokia has launched its first Android smartphone. Unfortunately, it's only available in China. So if you really are a diehard Nokia lover, you're going to have to make a trip there. Called the Nokia 6, it, yes, is the first legit LTE smartphone that runs on Nougat. Yes, as you probably guessed it, right out of the box. It's got itself a 5.5-inch HD screen, 16-megapixel rear and 8-megapixel front camera, Qualcomm Snapdragon 430 processor, and 4 gigabytes of RAM underneath the thing, along with its 64 gigabytes of storage. Now, yes, even though it's been announced, it's still not hit the shelves quite yet in China, although we're hearing it may not take too long, as it will be released sometime early this year for 1,699 Chinese yuan, or it's about $250. Apple iPhone users, you not got yourself a watch yet or just didn't feel like diving into that experience? Well, now you might have an alternative for yourself when it comes to watches. Samsung Gear S3, the Gear 2, and the Gear Fit 2 are now going to work with your iPhone. Now, out of all these watches, the Gear S3 is actually going to be the most compatible with the iPhone. That's the watch that's going to give you the most access to its features, such as built-in GPS, accelerometer, a barometer, speed apps, you know, these kind of things. Samsung also says that the apps, and along with the watches, will work with your iPhone 5 or higher, but will require iOS 9 and above so you can get those apps installed. I know, I'm with you. I'm like dumbfounded. How did Apple let these things get through the App Store? Who knows, later today we might hear Tim Cook say, oh no, crap, did I sign off on that? Hey, PlayStation 3 owners, were you hoping to watch some UFC, WWE specials, these kind of things? Via that Sony Live Events viewer app? They're turning it off for you. Yes, Sony has announced it's killing the pay-per-view streaming for PS3 users. And you ain't got much time left to enjoy it either. Tomorrow, it's off. This means that on-demand and live content will now only be available on the PS4. So if you purchased some things just yesterday not knowing this news, yep, get ready for a marathon viewing for yourself today. And finally, well, 2016 was kind of nostalgic, particularly for Nintendo. We all tried to get our hands on that Nintendo retro thing. Most of us couldn't get it. I know I looked everywhere. I couldn't find one. Well, now get ready for the Super Retro Boy. No, this is not Nintendo certified. But as you probably guessed by the name, yes, it's a remake of the original Game Boy. This comes from the folks over there at Retrobit. And yeah, that might sound familiar to you. They've been doing those remakes of classic consoles for quite a while now. More than likely, it's where Nintendo said, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Well, it's new creation. The Super Retro Boy is designed to look and feel exactly like Nintendo's original Game Boy. Now, mind you, it can't be completely like the original Game Boy. Why? Well, because Nintendo's got lawyers. As for what's different, well, the main difference is this one actually has a colored screen. Screen's also a little bit wider, too. What is cool about this, though, just like the original, it's designed to play Game Boy or Game Boy Color cartridges. Yes, that's good and bad. If you kept those cartridges from years ago, you're good to go. If you threw them out, good luck tracking some down on eBay. From what we're hearing, you're getting about 10 hours of charge for your gaming needs. And this thing is only going to set you back about $80, if I remember correctly, about what the original Game Boy cost way back when. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, the destination for everything that's going on at the British Tech Network. Get on over there and check out our official website right now. You can check our Facebook page out at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our fine, lovely BTN community, chatting and hanging it up over there at the BTN Slack room. Check it out right now, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I gotta do a little closet digging. I know somewhere I got a Game Boy cartridge somewhere. Until tomorrow, have a great Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.